Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Okay, Jeff, I think I am ready to word this in a way where it's going to work for Andrea when we call Adam and ask, where is this relationship going?
Jen has been plotting this the entire song, coming up with the exact way to word it, because the situation with Andrea is unique. This isn't like a long-term relationship. This isn't like somebody she's been dating forever. This is a guy that she has only known for 6 weeks, but she wants to know what the deal is before she starts talking to her ex-boyfriend again.
Yeah, I think I've got the way to go in on this and get it where we're not going to freak him out, but we're going to get the answer that she needs so that she doesn't make a mistake and talk to the ex-boyfriend.
Are you going to mention
if he's into it?
Are you going to mention the ex?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just the way that I'm going to go into it.
Got it.
It's not like Andrea called us to ask the question. I'm going to be like,
okay,
you'll hear it. I'm all ready. Right. I think I'm going to get this one in.
Jen Hobby working hard for you, Andrea.
I appreciate it.
Trying to be your wing woman here, girl.
All right, Andrea. are you ready to listen in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're going to put you on hold and pick up the phone and call Adam.
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Adam?
Hi, yeah, that's me.
Hey, Adam, this is Jen from the Jeff and Jen Show. How's it going?
It's going all right. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Hey, I was just calling for something real quick. I was talking with our friend Andrea. She's a friend of Jeff and I's, and she was telling us how she just met you. And things are going really, really cool with you guys.
Yeah. Yes, I think so, too.
Yeah, she's been having a lot of fun, like, hanging out with you, and she's like, I'm talking to this new guy, Adam, and he's really cool. So we were talking to her about your relationship, and then she was telling us about something that came up, and I was just calling to give you the heads up.
Okay.
So she was telling us that her ex-boyfriend's starting to hit her up and kind of wants to get back together, but she was like, I don't know, I'm not really sure what is going on because I'm really feeling Adam and he's cool and all, but I'm not trying to scare him or, you know, push the relationship or whatever. She's like, I would really actually rather hang out with Adam, so I don't know if I should take this call from my ex-boyfriend or not. And we were like, well, I don't know. Maybe we could call him and see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I've actually been having a great time with Andrea, but where I'm at right now, just personally, is that I am not interested in pursuing a relationship. I am interested in continuing to date Andrea, and I am also interested in continuing to date other people, and I would never ask her to, like, not date other people. But I will say this, I don't want to get involved in something between, like an ex. That's a lot of baggage that I just, like, I'm just like not really interested in dealing with.
You don't need anybody trying to beat you up.
Yeah. I don't want someone outside of my work with a baseball bat screaming at me.
Right.
Okay. So, you don't want a relationship, but you want to keep dating.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be exclusive, but you want to keep dating.
Yeah.
But you don't want to keep dating if she is going to be talking to her ex-boyfriend.
Well, if she's going to be, she can talk, they can be friends.
But you know what I mean.
Exactly. If they're like thinking about pursuing something, that I'm not interested in that.
I was just trying to work it out like a high school logic problem. You know, like,
this, then that.
Right. Two men are on a raft. One weighs 150 pounds. One weighs 145 pounds. They have 30 pounds of coconuts. How do they get across the river? What?
But yeah, I think that that's pretty fair. I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
Okay. Cool. Well, she's definitely enjoyed hanging out with you, and I wouldn't take our phone call as a sign she's definitely going to take the ex-boyfriend's call. She just mentioned it to us, and we were like, hey, we should call and tell him about that.
Sure. No, I don't know. It's there's nothing too serious right now, obviously. But yeah, I am having a great time.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Adam. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
I thought of a great, before we pick Andrea up.
Yeah.
I thought of a great radio bit.
Okay.
A segment, just based on the way you handled that call.
Uh-huh.
It's none of our business, but.
Oh, yeah.
Where people just call us up and give us news to deliver, and we call people, just be like, hey, it's none of our business, but.
But.
We just see where it goes.
Because it's kind of what I did.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I tried to just make it less. Like she wants a ring or something.
Right, I get it. Well, I think you did a great job. So
I kind of lost it in the middle there. Did you see me just filling space with words?
No, you did fine.
Okay.
It was great. That's mostly what we do anyway. All right, we'll come back here in 3 minutes and pick up Andrea and wrap up. Where is this relationship going? 3 minutes from right now on The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Work doesn't feel like work when you have a great soundtrack. Turn us on when you get to work and get 10 songs in a row every hour on Star 94.1.